How do you deal with contractors when you're flipping a home? Flipping homes can be the easiest thing in the world, or it can be the hardest thing in the world. It's all about your contractor and, be honest, you. Now, it's up to you and your people skills and how you can deal with different personalities. Your contractor, in my opinion, after 18 years of doing real estate investing, they're like small kids. They need to be told what to do. They need to be told how to do them right, do the things that you tell them to do right in your own specific manner. And they also need to have encouragement with feedback. So when you're dealing with a kid, I've got two kids, so I can tell you from experience, you have to push them to give you feedback. And in my experience with contractors, you have to push them to give you feedback. A lot of them will just do the work that you tell them to do. And here's the thing, if you don't give them the information that they need to do it the right way, then they are not going to be led the right way. What do I mean by that? Well, you got to take ownership of your business when you're dealing with contractors. Contractors are only as good as the leader. And in my business, I have to take extreme ownership. To be honest with you, when I'm working with my contractors, I do something called model the masters. I find out what the top flippers are doing in my area, and I take pictures and copy them. I build Pinterest boards and I send my contractors pictures, because I, even though I like design on my own personal residence and on my short-term rentals, we're doing a lot of flipping through volume flipping, and I just don't really want to get involved hands-on with every single flip. So for me, I send them pictures and I tell them to give me this product or as close to it as possible in the flip that we're walking through right now. And they will run with it. But I also have to tell them, knock out this wall, knock out that wall, run with this. And they need direction, at least from the get-go. Now, my contractors, they've been with me for a while. They know what I like, they know what to expect, and I know what to expect from them, so I kind of give them free rein. But when you're starting out, you truly need to give them direction, even though you give them photos. Like I just said, if you're gonna go with that model of modeling the masters, you need to give them direction and do a walkthrough with them and give them the care that and the guidance that they're gonna need to take on your job. On top of that, you need to be polite with them. Dealing with contractors, you need to treat them with respect. Even if you have a disagreement, you can agree to disagree and do it respectfully. I've seen so many people, and I've done it myself, just get completely pissed off at a contractor because, let's face it, you, the person, or even myself, have not even got to the point where we can communicate clearly, and it caused bitterness and frustration, resentment, whatever. And you don't know how to lead yourself to a point where you can conversate with a contractor and do it seamlessly, where you're doing it intelligently. On top of that, I'm getting a lot of adverbs and adjectives here, but you're doing it in a point where they can understand where you're coming from. And even if they don't, you need to do this, you need to have a conversation with care. So I see a lot of people in the past, over the years, talk to a contractor like they are below them, they are beneath them. No, you don't treat people like that. I don't want to treat my worst enemy like somebody that's below me. By the way, I don't have any enemies, but I don't want to treat somebody that, you know, somebody that's working for me like they're beneath me. I want them to know that we're working together. We are together on this project. We are co-laboring to produce a product that will not only produce a profit for me, but a profit for the contractor. So they are very important to me. Why would I belittle them in a conversation, even if we have a disagreement? And I've seen a lot of people do that, and it causes frustration and resentment with the contractor, and then they get bitter, and then they get upset, and then it causes these back and forth conversations that are, you know, just tirelessly, just ridiculous conversations, and it's disgusting. Moving on, what do you want to do with your contractors to make them love you? You might not know yet. You want to pay them on time. You want to pay your contractors on time. I never give advances, and I'll tell you a story in a second about an advance I did. I learned the hard way. This was only 2 years ago, but I'm always giving draws. They will do the work. They will fund at least 30% of the project themselves, and then they will tell me they need a draw, based on the property's renovation budget, and I'll give them their draw based on the work they've done. I'll go to the property, I'll walk through it. If I have questions, it's up to me to ask them questions. It's up to them to educate me, and we're gonna have a clear, communicated conversation about where we are with the property. And if everything is up to par, I'm going to pay them, and I'm gonna pay them on time. I've seen people in the past wait a week to 10 to 14 days to pay somebody because they had a hard money loan and they're trying to get money out of a loan and processing account, short, which is LIP account, and they basically don't have a pot to piss in, so they're waiting to get the funds from the lender and then they pay them. But during that process, you gotta think about it from the lens of the contractor's eyes. They have to pay their own subcontractors, all of their labor, they're fronting materials, and they may not have a lot in the bank like you think they do. So they're waiting and depending on you to pay them, and then you're the jackass that waits 2 weeks to pay them. I mean, it's frustrating. I've seen it. I understand. So I feel like that you want to be the person that really cares for these people. And I keep going back to care. You want to treat people as you want to be treated. You want to treat people with respect. If you're the contractor, you want to be paid timely. Now think about it in the flip side, literally the flip side. If you sell a house and you have a $30,000 profit from 6 months worth of work or 3 months worth of work, and you go to the closing attorney and the attorney waits for 10 days to pay you your profit, wouldn't you be upset? Yes, you would. And that's what I want you to understand is going on with these contractors. Timely payments is efficiency for your own property's remodel. The last thing I want to talk about with a contractor is to continue to better them. Now, don't belittle them, but better them. If they are falling short on the rehab, tell them, but do it in a nice way. I actually had one of my one-on-one clients recently hit me up and have me come in to work with him with one of his contractors. And I was through the process quite a good bit, but it got to the point where the contractor was not really being efficient anymore. And my coaching client didn't know what to do. I said, you gotta talk to him. He's like, well, what do you mean? So I just said, look, let me just go out there as your business partner and I will actually talk to the contractor myself. And you can watch me. So he watched me talk to the contractor. The contractor told me all the horror stories with all the bad help that they had with the subcontractors he hired. They're 45 days behind schedule and they still have 3 more weeks to rehab the property. I said, well, now listen, this is going to be a stern conversation, but first and foremost, know that we appreciate you. Your work is really good quality and we appreciate you. Like, there's nothing more to be said than that, but we have to get this thing done, not only for me, but for you. You need to move your guys to another property. You need to continue to make more paychecks. And this is going to cost both of us money if we continue to go beyond this time frame that we're sitting at right now. And he looked at me, he's like, look, I understand you're frustrated. This is just a really bad time for me. What do you want me to do? I said, I want all hands on deck. I want you to get this thing knocked out in 7 to 10 days. And I didn't sugarcoat it. I told him what I wanted done. What he told me was a 3-week job left to be completed. He actually got done in 7 to 10 days, like I asked. And it was because I talked to him with love. I talked to him and showed him that I care. And I let him know that this wasn't just my problem, this was his problem. And he was gonna lose money if he keeps dragging this thing out. And once it hit him, he understood. This is what I mean by talking to people like kids, like you would your kids. You need to encourage them to do better. Now, I told you I was gonna give you a story about paying contractors. And this was a story that happened to me 2 years ago. I had a $40,000 remodel and the contractor asked me for a $10,000 draw after a couple weeks worth of work. I went to the property and looked at it and I gave him a $10,000 draw. And he did a couple more weeks worth of work and he called me up for another draw. And I gave him a $10,000 draw. And then 6 weeks into the 8-week project, he was already knocked out two of his milestones. I was paying him in quarters, $10,000 here, $10,000 there, and then 2 more installments of $10,000. He called me up and said, hey, I wanna go ahead and get another draw. I said, okay, let me go look. And I looked at the property and nothing had been done yet. I questioned, I'm like, what's going on? We've been waiting for 2 weeks. And he basically told me, he's like, look, I've been rounding up all the materials. I've already ordered cabinets and granite. I actually just need another $10,000 so I can pay for all this because I've ran my bank accounts low. Now me, with a good heart and good conscience, like, okay, I actually had contracted with this guy on a previous project before, prior to this property itself. He was a newer contractor and he came highly referred from a friend, and I had already done a deal with him and I made $40,000, $45,000 on that first property. And the guy did good work and he was great in communicating. So I kind of went against all my rules 16 years into the business, and I actually gave him a $10,000 advance like he'd asked. And then 2, 3, 4 weeks goes by. I'm starting to ask questions. I wonder what's going on. I haven't heard from him. And like I said, I do volume flipping. Like I said in this video, I do volume flipping. I'm doing probably 30 houses at a time at this point, 2 years ago. And I call him up, said, hey, what's going on? And he's like, oh, we're working. Well, okay, well, I haven't heard anything. So luckily, within a week from that conversation, I go to the property and I find that nothing's been done. And the guy had lied to me. So I'm really, really getting frustrated. I call the guy up and he doesn't answer. I call him up again, he doesn't answer. He keeps ghosting me. I'm texting him, he's not answering. He's ghosting me. I'm really getting frustrated. So I leave him a voicemail, very stern. You know, like I said, I like to be nice. I'm very stern and he's frustrated. I'm frustrated. He's not answering. He's not returning my messages. So after a few days, I finally get really, really impatient. And I call him up and I said, hey, in a voicemail, you're getting sued. Then he calls me up, cusses me out, and I'm going white as a ghost. I'm getting very, very upset. I treat people like I want to be respected, and he did that to me. So I said, well, we got a problem. You need to get over here and fix this, finish this out, or I'm going to have to sue you, like I said. And I know you're upset because I threatened you, but you got to see what you've done on my side. At the end of the day, he just rebelled against me. He rebelled against me and he ghosted me and just said, F you, walked away from the project. And not only walked away from the project, he sent his guys back and took all the materials back that he had in the property and cost me a lot of money. I had to go get another contractor, get them involved to restructure the property. And we come to find out that the guy just did shoddy, half-ass work. And it just was, it was a terrible makeshift job. So what was a $40,000 job originally had half of it had to be corrected. And now it became a $70,000 job. And guess what? I only had a $40,000 profit to make on this property. And I had to spend another $40,000 to get to the point where I finalized it. And I lost money on this project. It was terrible. So I learned never to give advances. So how do you work with contractors? Never give advances. You talk to them intelligently. You guide them along the way. You treat them like you want to be treated, with respect, and you pay them on time, only in that draw. And that will actually help you succeed when you're flipping a home and working with a contractor. If you have an opinion, go ahead and comment below. I actually read all the comments and respond to them. Hit that like button and subscribe if you want more REI Society information.